Volleyball and soccer playoffs get underway, plus a look at level one of the football postseason. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by SportsEngine.com. More high school sports news after this.
WisSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sports Engine. Sports Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sports Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportsEngine.com.
The boys' soccer and girls' volleyball playoffs got underway around Wisconsin on Tuesday night. Only 17 boys' soccer games were on the schedule, however, as most of the rest of the state begins postseason action Thursday night. There were very few upsets based on seeding in the opening night of the girls' volleyball playoffs. A total of six teams seeded number 10 beat number 7 seeds, including Webster over Ladysmith and Blair Taylor getting past Oliva Strum in straight sets. Action in boys' soccer and girls' volleyball continues with regional finals on Saturday. The Level 1 football playoffs begin this week, with all 112 opening games scheduled for Friday night. Among interesting games of note, Catamarane travels to Verona in a Division 1 showdown. The Lasers have some quality wins coming out of the Classic 8 Conference. Pulaski may be the best four-loss team in the state, and the Red Raiders' strong rushing attack behind junior Dylan Hendricks will pose a tough test for third-seeded Appleton West, who features dynamic senior running back Patrick Arata. In Division 3, Jefferson went 8-1 and finished second in the Rock Valley Conference, but in a very strong regional grouping, the Eagles get sent on the road to Pewaukee in a 4-versus-5 matchup. Stratford beat D3 top seed Antigo 28-0, but a couple of close losses have the Tigers as a 5-seed against number 4 Bondiwell in a loaded Division 5 grouping. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.